organizations. But our focus is going to be on 501c3 at a very high level. The rest of this seminar today, tomorrow, there's going to be a lot more detail on some of the things that I'm talking about, but my focus is going to be on the basics. And I'm going to approach it from the perspective of somebody coming into my office with an idea for a program, for an activity that they think is going to do good, and they're interested in, and they want to discuss, okay, what are the issues? What do I need to know? And you know, the first question we sometimes ask is, well, why do you want to be tax exempt as a 501c3? And their answer will probably be because we don't have to pay income tax, and that's true. And they'll also say because they want to be able to go raise money and get deductions, and that's true too. Depending upon how the organization is subclassified, either as a public charity or private foundation, will dictate to what degree donors can deduct certain contributions to the organization. You know, another benefit of tax exemption is slightly more modest, is there's preferred postal rates, and also there's the ability to issue tax-exempt bonds. But there's trade-offs for those benefits. You know, one of the biggest trade-offs is there's operating and reporting requirements, there's additional disclosure obligations, there's federal and state oversight, both with the Internal Revenue Service on the federal side and the Attorney General here in Texas. And as managers of nonprofits, be it as nonprofit corporations or charitable trusts, there's fiduciary duties that the person would have to fulfill. So there's give and there's take. The first thing we typically explore is, under Texas law at least, if we're looking to set up a 501c3, is what type of entity should we use? Should it be a nonprofit corporation? Should it be a charitable trust? Is it already sort of operating as an unincorporated association, whether they know about it or not? In my practice, we tend to err on the side of nonprofit corporations. A nonprofit corporation is set up under the Texas Business Organizations Code. You file a certificate of formation, you adopt bylaws, you have a board of directors in Texas. That board of directors has to be at least three people. You have officers, a president, and a secretary at least. You could have others. The president and secretary can't be the same person in Texas. The certificate is filed with the Secretary of State, so it's a public record. Compare that to a trust that's created under the Texas Trust Code, which is a private instrument. Nothing has to be filed in order to create it. It can be done relatively quickly. So can a nonprofit, practically. A charitable trust can have one trustee. It could have an institutional trustee. It could have multiple trustees. A nonprofit would have to have at least three natural persons as directors. A nonprofit corporation provides a little bit more flexibility, if that's what you want, in terms of being able to modify those documents at a later date. If there's a desire to change the certificate or to change the bylaws, that's just going to be governed by either the Business Organization Code or the terms of those bylaws. Charitable trusts, on the other hand, tend to be more difficult. They're irrevocable, and they tend to be more difficult to modify. That could be a positive, depending upon what the goals of the person is. If they want to sort of lock in the charitable purpose and not worry about a subsequent board changing it, then a charitable trust may be the better way of going about it. But they could always go to court and subsequently seek to change it. An unincorporated association is something that you typically, I've come across a few over the years where people have sort of been operating in such a way, and it's more of an informal type of organization, and it involves three or more members who are joined by mutual consent for a common nonprofit purpose. There's a provision in the Business Organization Code that deals with that as well. On the slide, there's a mention of a single member LLC. And I mention that in Texas only because if a charitable organization, say a Texas nonprofit that's tax exempt under 501c3, wants to carry on some other activities through, say, a subsidiary entity, a single member LLC is an option. There's general federal tax law basically says if there's one owner of an LLC, then the LLC doesn't really exist for tax purposes, or it can rely upon its owner's tax status. And there's rulings from the IRS that basically say if that's the case, then the single-member LLC can sort of have all the bells and whistles of a 501c3. But that's more of in the subsidiary context, not as the entity that's going to be the main entity to carry on the activity. So after we evaluate what makes the most sense under state law, again, and in our case, it more often than not, it's a nonprofit corporation. And I should say, you don't have to organize in Texas. You can organize in Delaware and in other states, and their rules are similar, but not always the same. And I should mention also that for a nonprofit corporation, it typically has a board of directors. It can have members as well, which are sort of equivalent to owners, except they don't have an ownership interest in the entity. No one owns a nonprofit. And typically what members do is elect directors for the most part. So once you get past that, then you start evaluating, okay, what are the programs that this organization is going to carry out? Can it qualify under Section 501c3?